You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie's senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Maggie's enjoying a few days off, but she'll be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, we've put together some of the best moments of The Maggie Dawn Show. Over the next few minutes, listen to Maggie break down the constitutional norms.
You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name's Maggie Dawn. On January 27th, 1838, a 28-year-old Abraham Lincoln rose before the Young Men's Lyceum in Springfield, Illinois, to make a speech that he called The Perpetuation of Our Political Institutions. If destruction be our lot, he said, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. He was concerned about lawlessness in the country as men began to ignore the rule of law and act on their passions, imposing their will, their preferences on neighbors through violence. He pointed to two events which had just happened then. The lynching of a free black man, Francis McIntosh, in St. Louis, Missouri, and the murder of a white abolitionist editor, Elijah P. Lovejoy, by a pro-slavery mob in Alton, Illinois. But the problem of lawlessness, he said, wasn't limited to those individual instances. A public practice of ignoring the law had eventually broken down all guardrails. While the lawbreakers went unpunished and became convinced that they were entitled to act without constraint, without any fear of punishment, quote, having ever regarded government as their deadliest bane, Lincoln said, they made a jubilee of the suspension of its operations and pray for nothing so much as its total annihilation. As the patriots of 76 did to support the Declaration of Independence, so too the support of the Constitution and laws. Let every American pledge his life, his property, his sacred honor. Let reverence for the laws become the political religion of the nation. And let the old and the young, the rich and the poor, the grave and the gay, of all sexes and tongues and colors and conditions, sacrifice unceasingly upon its altars. And Lincoln warned that the very success of the American Republic threatened its continuation. Quote, men of ambition and talents could no longer make their name by building the nation, since that glory had already been won. Their ambition could not be served by simply preserving what those before them had created. So they sought to seek distinction through the nation's destruction. For such a man, Lincoln said, quote, distinction will be his paramount object. And although he would as willingly, perhaps more so, acquire it by doing good as harm, yet that opportunity being passed, and nothing left to be done in the way of building up, he would set boldly to the task of pulling down. And with no dangerous foreign power to turn people's passions against, people would turn from the project of establishing and maintaining civil and religious liberty and would instead, Lincoln predicted, turn against each other. He reminded his audience then that the torch of American democracy had been passed to them, that the founders had used their passions to create a system of laws, but that the time for passion had passed, lest it tear the nation apart. He asked the next generation to support democracy through sober reason. And he called for Americans to exercise, quote, general intelligence, sound morality, and in particular, a reverence for the Constitution and laws. Upon these, let the proud fabric of freedom rest as the rock of its basis. And as truly as has been said of the only greater institution, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This became known as the Lyceum Address, and it is one of the earliest speeches that Lincoln gave that has been preserved. And it really established his political career. That fundamental message that the law has to prevail over individual passions and political preferences speaks exactly to the moment that we find ourselves in today. With credit to Heather Cox Richardson, a historian that I've had on the show a number of times, that was her work pulling that together, as well as, of course, Lincoln's own words. Former U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid had this to say about Donald Trump's firing of career federal prosecutors who dared to try to hold the most powerful man in this country accountable for his actions, including the actions that he took after he left the Oval Office when he stole our nation's secrets. Here's what Barbara McQuaid said of Donald Trump's firing of these career prosecutors last night. Prosecutors did nothing wrong in bringing obstruction cases just because the Supreme Court subsequently interpreted the Constitution to prohibit that, despite no such limitation in the Constitution's text. By assigning supervisors to conduct an internal investigation, which has just been announced last night, they're going to actually conduct a witch hunt. Donald Trump creates an impression of misconduct by these prosecutors. Trump and his allies often complain about witch hunts. This is what a witch hunt really looks like. That from Barbara McQuaid. Here is what I fear. That now we will have to call this a witch hunt. Now we will have to talk about political prosecutions, because I am making the prediction here right now. It is 3:42 p.m. Central Time on January 28th. There will be career prosecutors in the Department of Justice who will end up facing criminal charges because they did their jobs. You think Christopher Wray was an abomination? His case was dismissed. Here we go again. My fear is that we have to call it a witch hunt, that political prosecutions are going to happen. And now the MAGAverse will simply say, see, we were right. But the doctrine of false equivalencies is the fancy word for BS. False equivalency is BS. We watched January 6th with our own eyes. We've heard from officers like Harry Dunn and Danny Hodges, who I've had on my show and did again today. People committed crimes. Jack Smith's report concluded that he would have convicted Donald Trump of crimes had the Supreme Court not waved its magic wand and declared presidents kings. So I want to step back. Here's what we got going on. The National Science Foundation has shut down hundreds of meetings to disperse federal grants. The National Institutes of Health are shutting down research projects, stopped hiring. They have stopped communicating with the public. USAID has put basically everybody on leave. The State Department, God knows, is that shut down? There are hiring freezes across the federal government. Job offers have been rescinded. Loyalty pledges in the form of Explain Your MAGA Awakening now appear on federal job applications. The inspector generals, the independent watchdogs of federal agencies have been fired. The Office of Management and Budget just, you know, stopped all federal spending, I guess. And now, frontline federal prosecutors are being threatened with criminal prosecution. They are being fired for doing their jobs. And don't forget me talking about local law enforcement and Donald Trump's threat to criminally prosecute local law enforcement officers if they do not participate in the violation of people's Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights in violation of the 10th Amendment principle of federalism. And Kash Patel, with his enemies list, is about to become the FBI director, the director of the world's largest law enforcement organization. Security details have been pulled from those with whom Donald Trump disagrees, putting their lives in danger. Dr. Fauci, Bill Barr, John Bolton, the list goes on. And Donald Trump just greenlit roving lynch mobs, because as long as it's in Donald Trump's interest, you will be pardoned. When they came for the socialist, I didn't speak because I wasn't a socialist. When they came for the unionist, I didn't speak either because I wasn't a unionist. When they came for the Jews, I remained silent because I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for me. When are they coming for you? This isn't how government works. This isn't how democracies work. And those should be principles and values that transcend any political system of beliefs, whether government should be smaller or bigger, whether we deride the choice of pronouns, whether we believe we've done enough to achieve equality in this nation or not. This is fascism. And he promised it and he delivered it. And Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation and the Billionaire Boys Club authored it, and he's just signing the orders. You deserve better. If you voted for Donald Trump, you deserve better. And if you stayed home, shame on you, but you deserve better. And if you voted for Kamala Harris, you deserve better. We all deserve better than this. This is lawlessness. This is favor trading. This is corruption. And let me tell you, it shouldn't be the case that to serve our country, you have to have the fortitude of Abraham Lincoln or the bank account to defend yourself from a federal investigation. That shouldn't be the litmus test for government service, because what we will do is empty all levels of government from every person who, in good faith, without fear or favor, wishes to serve. We will set every level of government back decades by the level of incompetence and self-interest and transactionalism that we're seeing on display, and it is only day 7. Now, I've made a promise to myself and each and every one of you that I will never leave a show without a ray of hope, without a thing to do to make it better. And today is no exception. So while I am heartbroken, having received probably upwards of 50 texts from people across all levels of government, from friends working as lawyers in federal government, afraid for themselves and their families and their livelihood and the future. Yeah, I'm afraid. You may be afraid too. You may be just ticked off. I'm that too. But now is the moment that we stand up. I'm going to give you some hope and an assignment when we come back. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.